you know, it sure looked like Goldilocks. You had the chairman of the Fed on Wednesday saying everything's great. We're, you know, probably headed toward cutting interest rates. All the economic figures came out Thursday morning, and it looked like we were seeing that slowdown in the economy they wanted to see. Then suddenly the stock market surrendered what had been a fairly impressive and broad rally and turned straight south. Maybe bad news is bad news again. David Kelly is chief market strategist for J.P. Morgan Funds and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Very glad to be here.
So was this some sort of gigantic sell program, or what turned the market so suddenly?
No, I think it's a logical extension of what was going on yesterday in terms of Chairman Powell's remarks. We did get some weak numbers this morning. We had higher unemployment claims. We got weak new orders in the ISM manufacturing numbers and weak numbers in the manufacturing indices in general. So there was some economic weakness. But I think the problem is that in Chairman Powell's remarks yesterday and also in their statement, it's clear the Federal Reserve is getting a little bit more nervous about the pace of economic growth. And yes, they're promising rate cuts, but of course, as everybody knows, at least I hope everybody knows at this stage, if you get to the point where the Federal Reserve is cutting rates to help out the economy, rather than because of getting good inflation news, then you've got a problem. And I think what's going on is people are just getting worried that maybe we're going to see more softness in the economy here. Federal Reserve is going to step in to help, but they can't help. And so you could have more of a significant economic problem.
You know, that seemed to be the reason the UK cut, Bank of England cut interest rates Thursday morning for the first time in, I don't know, 5 years, I think 4 years, something like that. But that seemed to be to help out that economy. Here, you know, look at corporate earnings and it's earnings season, and most of the, we've seen a tremendous amount of guidance. It's higher. I don't see that pessimism.
No, there isn't among corporations, but the problem is that if the economic data begin to turn soft and the Federal Reserve begins to cut interest rates, that's what could actually upset the apple cart, because there's sort of what I'd call a J-curve effect of Federal Reserve rate cuts. When they cut rates by a small amount, suddenly everybody panics, you know, oh, are they all worried? And then you could have a cutback in, for example, all the spending companies are doing on AI. Maybe they say, well, let's just hold back, or they're planning to hire some people in the fall. Well, let's hold off on that. And if you have a collective decision to let's all wait and see, I mean, the three most dangerous words in economics are wait and see. If everybody decides to wait and see, you often end up seeing something that's not very pretty. So I do worry that the economy is something on a, you know, is more fragile psychologically than people think, just because, you know, it's been good for a long time here. But some of the economic data are beginning to look a little softer.
Well, we've been talking about this soft landing, slowing down the economy without going into a recession. I mean, that really is a fairly rare occurrence, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It's a delicate balancing act, and we have achieved a lot so far. I mean, it's remarkable that we've had a 4% unemployment rate for 2.5 years. The inflation rate's basically been at 3% year over year for over a year now, and it's beginning to come down some more. So it has been pretty good. Either, you know, confidence is low, and people are worried about things, but overall the numbers look pretty good. But I do, you know, I do worry that. That, you know, if you have a cumulative amount of worry, particularly when it comes to investment spending, because what we are seeing is a boom in capital spending on AI. If that reverses, then you could have a problem.
You know, the good thing is, I guess it's a good thing, is the marketplace is not waiting on the Fed to lower interest rates. They've lowered interest rates. I mean, the 10-year rate came back down below 4%. You know, following this news, that should be helpful, shouldn't it?
Well, only a little bit helpful. And this is what I mean by a J-curve effect, because, you know, you're thinking, will I take out a mortgage today? Well, you know what? If the Fed's going to cut rates, maybe I should wait a little bit.
Yeah.
And the problem is, you know, everybody decides to wait for the lowest rate available. And again, that tends to slow economic activity down. Eventually, lower rates do stimulate the economy. The problem is it's with a lag, just like higher rates slow the economy with a lag. And the danger is you get these short-term rate cuts, which actually have some negative psychological effects in the economy while we're still dealing with the past effects of higher rates and before the sort of cavalry arrive with you know, the long-term effects of rate cuts on the economy going forward. So this is a dangerous time. It's, you know, it's always at the peak of the mountain when you're coming down. That's when things are a little tricky.
So what should we be watching right now? Or is it just, as you said, a wait and see?
Well, we won't have to wait very long for another signal. I think the employment report tomorrow morning has now got heightened importance. If we see 150,000 or more jobs created, I think we're fine. I think the market could quite well rebound from this. But if we see some more weakness, you know, maybe 100,000 on payrolls, maybe the unemployment rate goes up to 4.2%, then this could start turning into a more meaningful correction. So we're going to be looking at and hoping for a relatively strong employment report tomorrow.
That may be the best stay tuned tease I've heard in a long time. David Kelly, Chief Market Strategist for J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you for the time, sir.
Anytime.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.